We're talking about this video of this baby falling out of a car in Minnesota, which is crazy. And then you pointed out the mom didn't stop. She didn't realize. Come on. She didn't do this on purpose.
Well, she didn't do it on purpose, but how can you not know your car door swung open?
And the car seat with your baby rolled up. Well, it's behind you, but the car door opened. So even, yeah, there's...
It's Minnesota. You would feel a draft, first off.
Something. She drives off, man. The kid, she turns hard right. Now, again, if you want to see this video and you need to check it out, see what you guys think. There's no way she did this on purpose. I don't know. I mean, your initial reaction. Well, will you guys decide? Check it out and let us know. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
Baby.
We started talking about falling out of things. And you were telling the story about how your car rolled away with your kid in it when you were pumping gas, your Geo
Tracker,
which is more of a roll away. And then our producer Ryan comes in and said when he was 7, he was on a go-kart. They snapped a corner. He fell off the back of the go-kart and put his face into a fire hydrant. Gave himself his first concussion of 18. Is it 18 concussions? Is that right? 18 that we know of. He gave me a thumbs up again. I'm asking the guy with all the concussions how many concussions he had. We are getting more calls from people who are either fallen or just beefed it on certain things. Patrice, go ahead.
My girlfriend Sue and I were in Atlanta visiting our girlfriend Debbie. We hit a few bars during the day, and my friend Debbie had the great idea to let's run some bicycles instead of walking around. So my friend Sue had a bike of her own. Debbie and I both shared a bike. I got on the back of the bike, and Debbie said, "Are you ready?" And I said, "No." She thought I said, "Go." She took off. I fell off the back, cracked my head on the pavement. They rushed me to the hospital. While I was in the emergency room with a hospital gown on, my friend Debbie snuck in the room and said, "Hey, hurry, grab your clothes, run down the hall. We still have time to party." I ran down the hall with the back of my hospital gown open, had security chasing me, had the nurses coming around the desk chasing me, put me in restraints, and told my girlfriend Debbie she was fired from the hospital for life.
You're awesome, Patrice.
Aw.
You tell me, if you folks listening right now, does that not sound like something Erin would have done sometime in her life in Mount Clemens?
What, rode bicycles hammered?
No, that and then fall off and then get, because your friend would come to the hospital and get you and go, "Dude, we got to go party. We're not done. Night's not over just because you're concussed." 248-398-WCSX. If you want to see the video that started this whole conversation about the baby falling out of the car. By the way, baby is perfectly fine. The person stops. You're in the dash cam and the guy gets out and gets it. It's in the middle of the road. Right? I mean, it's sitting right there.
I was talking to my husband about this at dinner last night, and I said, can you imagine if you're the car behind this woman and that happens in front of you? Just the utter panic.
Right. Trying to process what just happened. Keyword baby, we'll send it to you. One more call here before we go to break. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Big Jim. Erin, good morning.
Hey,
morning.
What's up?
Hello, I just told Ryan, grandmother says she's going to take me out to get a pair of sneakers, and we lived at 16 in Van Dyke. They had no tennis shoes that I liked, so she had kind of a mad attitude and threw me in the dart swinger, 70 dart swinger, heading northbound around the turn, out of Kmart's at 16 in Van Dyke. Car door opened up. That's when a big field was there, and I did the fireman roll in the middle of the ditch. She pulled the car over. She told me to get up. Next time, wear a seatbelt. And that's when seatbelts weren't even fashionable, I can tell you that much.
Wow.
And she told me flat out, next time, you know what, you know, stop leaning against the door, because I was pouting about a pair of tennis shoes, and she gunned it around that corner, that door opened, and sure as I went flying out. Sorry, guys.
Dude, Mark, it's awesome. All right, man.
Yeah, and you know what, you can survive. Brian survived back in the day. They just picked you up, brushed you off, put you back in that seat, told you to be more careful.
That's what dirt was for. Right? Rub some dirt on it. You'll be fine. That's what dirt was for. Rub some dirt on it. You'll be fine. My grandma used to say that.
Good old Granny Franny. She just told me, you know, suck it up. You'll be all right.